Toot. Tuchha. Word is like tuchha. Spitting. Tuchha. Tuchha habe. Prabhupada once literally spat. He was giving class in Calcutta. And that verse from Bhagavatam, tuchha. Maithun graha maithi sukham hi tuchham. And then Prabhupada spat. Insignificant. The maithun, the sex pleasure, is tuchha. Samsara vasana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Further, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by six Goswamis? Radha Madhava Ki Jai. Akuti means eagerness, because Rupa goes devotional service. He has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books. And we have written directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this jugala priti, conjugal love under the direction of Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya chhariya kabe shuddha habe man, kabe hama heribo Sri Vrindavan. When the mind is completely being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then my spiritual life will be successful. This song. Just a glimpse. Of. the life. And. Teachings. Of Narottam. Thoughts of Narottam, the emotions, feelings, or we could in summary say consciousness of Narottam Das, just a glimpse of the consciousness of Narottam Das, where he is at. The fool is explaining. You give him a microphone and as he speaks, you know his status of who he is. It's a wise man. It also is as he speaks, and this is a speech of this Gauranga Balite Habe Pulaka Sharira. So that is inside himself, he's thinking like this. His heart is full of thoughts like this. Thoughts, and he is always full of such thoughts, then those thoughts come out. His mouth, of course, as he's writing, these thoughts are coming out through his writings. And we could read his thought in black and white. And by reading those thoughts, hearing those talks, we get to know Narottam Das. Vaishnavira Kriya Mudra. To understand Vaishnava just by looking at it, you may not understand. Of course, by rolling on the ground and all those Ashtavikaras as he exhibits, but not so that others would take a photograph or make a video, or not his purpose. He doesn't care. Or in fact, he cannot help himself. He may be contain those emotions and feelings, but they come out in the form of these as their soul. Isn't soul, and what transpires as that committed yoga link is established, trembling, and Hari Halite Nayane Babe Nir. Full, emotions are full, love of Godhead, it begins dripping out of the eyes. There's tears of love of Godhead. So this is as Narottam Das, as he is in and is coming out with these words, and then we get to know Narottam Das Thakur like personality. I don't know how much, again, it's not easy to know the Lord. That much difficult is also to serve the Lord. So, as much as we know devotees, that much Krishna also devotees, and more we know Him, more spiritual master we know, we understand Krishna more, and we understand. And we understand devotee fully and fully also, well, as much as a human being could possibly know. As Prabhupada says, even Krishna doesn't know himself fully, and ever growing and ever expanding. Could we know Krishna? But as much as for a living entity to know Krishna, we know Him to the degree we also know pure devotees, Vaishnavas, spiritual master. We know He sakshad haritvena samasta shastra. Sakshad Hari, another Hari. He is Gaur Hari, Hari Hari, and spiritual master is Sakshad Hari. Sakshad. Oh, it's not easy. And then knowing Dham also, unable to see Dham, unable to reside in the Dham, in the words of Narottam Das here again. Vishayo chhadiya kabe shuddha habe man, kabe hama heribo Sri Vrindavan. Whether Vrindavan or Mayapur, able to see Mayapur as it is, Mayapur as it is, and able to stay, finally stay here. I said, oh, Jananivas, you are resident of Vrindavan, but I said, I'm just a visitor of Vrindavan. We're just visitors. And we don't know how long we could stay here. Or, even if our body is here, mind does make trips between here and wherever. Here and Calcutta, here and London, here and Hong Kong. So, kabe hama heribo Sri Vrindavan. When will I be able to see Vrindavan? Oh, Vrindavan! Oh, Vrindavan! Kabe hama shuddha habe man. When my mind is shuddha, pure. Well, when my mind is pure, then I will also be able to experience shuddha naam. Naam chanted with aparadhas and name chanted with namabhas stage and shuddha naam. The shuddha naam and shuddha dham and everything shuddha, shuddha bhakti, pure, purified, thoroughly purified. And all this dham and naam and the Lord and pure unalloyed devotional service could be performed when my mind is shuddha. Shuddha habe man. And this is all for us, not for Narottam Das. He's singing like this. His songs are instructions. You don't even have to read scriptures. His songs are scriptures. So that Kishore Das Babaji, Kishore Das Babaji. Oh yeah, 50 paisas. The realization is much easier, much cheaper these days. How much? Just need 50 paisas, he used to say. But what could I do in 50 paisas? You could buy the songs of book, or the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. You just read those songs, sing those songs, and you will have realization. Your path would be cleared. You'll be on the way back home as you read the songs, sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. So all the teachings of the Vedas, are there in the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. He made it easier. Sanskrit is difficult, and it's in the language that you could relate to, understand, and you could also sing. The songs about all varieties of topics. But Vaishnavas, oh hey Vaishnava Thakura, like that. Gurudev, switching from Vaishnava to Gurudev. And about his Gurudev also. And to him his Gurudev was life and souls. What is that? What is that song? Yes. Every day we sing. We just sang this morning. Sri Guru Charana Padma. And then that Guru is my life and soul. Only disciple of Gopinath Goswami. So songs about Guru and Vaishnav and Gauranga and Radha Krishna and on and on and on. He compiles all these songs which are world famous now. Prabhupada made these songs world famous. They are famous in Bengal, in Orissa, in Manipur. Every town and village, they know songs of Narottam Das. They may not know Vedas and Puranas and Bhagavatam, but they know songs of Narottam Das. So they have access to Vedas and all the Shastras as they read the songs, sing songs of Narottam Das Thakur. But we said, we get a glimpse. Not everything is there in the song, but we just get a little glimpse of what he's trying to convey, or more or less, depending upon how much surrendered souls we are, how much purified souls, our minds, how much purified they are to that degree. We understand the song of Narottam. Even one song is enough. If someone could understand just one song of Narottam, that's just enough to go back to Krishna. Understand his emotions, mood, the deep and purport of these songs. You have understood Krishna. By that time you'll end up understanding Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishore. That is not Narottam Das Thakur, that is Bhakti Vinod. Yes or no? No, that's Narottam Das. That's Narottam Das, sorry. That's Narottam Das also, yes. So we have songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and we have songs of Narottam Das Thakur, and few other Vaishnava acharyas, mostly Narottam Das Thakur songs and Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs. Srila Prabhupada gave us that as a gift, and those songs are all over the planet now. And soon, the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, in coming 5,000 years, they will be reaching every town, every village. Not just the Mahamantra. Mahamantra will reach every town, every village. Along with that, by then, news would be out. Narottam Das. and his songs. He wasn't just another devotee. I mean, just to be a devotee is not a small thing. But he's not just another devotee. Or not just another associate. Not direct associate. He's not contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared in 1513. Which is the year of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's? That is appearance of at 48 years. I want to know. 1534. Oh, close. If this date is correct, then 1531, not 13, but 31. Not 13, but 31. Close to a few years, in fact, if this is correct and the other number is correct, then 3 years prior to departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottam Das Thakur appeared on full moon day. Today is full moon day. 1 month prior to Gaur Purnima. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on Falgun Purnima. And Narottam Das Thakur appeared on Magh Purnima. This is Magh Purnima. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the planet and he was one day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the kirtan. Kirtan stops in the middle. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, excuse me, terrible body. Good to just to speak with the soul. Soul could speak. Soul does not need body. Soul could speak just without the body, but as we just heard from Prabhupada also, we have body. So we need to use, we have to speak through body, unfortunately. And then all these troubles. Don't think my voice is getting choked up because of ecstasies. Kante ghur ghurayate. We're just reading in the Bhagavatam. Ghur, ghur, ghur. The sound. And kapha. Kapha sanriddha nadikaha. When nadika, the windpipe is filled with cough, then the sound is gurr, gurr, gurr. Anyway, this is just a distraction. This is my consciousness, you could see. I could take you away from the topic. I'm expert. Like that. So, in the middle of kirtan stops, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is facing Keturi Gram. That was, I don't know, again, in the biography of Narottam, he says that he would be appearing, the devotees concluded, okay, let me say that this first, that and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stops kirtan and he's always like that. He's always full of ecstasy. There's no time in his life. He's not ecstatic. He's full of ecstasy and trembling bodies. And his tears gliding down his cheeks. He's pointing to the town, Kethuri Gram. And he chants, Narottam! 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 These were the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all the associates were wondering, what is Lord trying to convey by this utterance of Narottam, Narottam? So devotees concluded that Lord is predicting appearance of some personality called Narottam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he uttered the name of, his name is so auspicious and must be very, very, very special, that with great feeling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was uttering name of Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. So this could give also another glimpse of this, the status of Narottam, or what kind of the value that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attached to the personality, the appearance and personality of Narottam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he enters a river called Padmavati. This is now in other part of Bengal, which is Bangladesh, Padmavati. And Lord fills Padmavati with love of Godhead. Padmavati River is, there's some love, some prem Lord leaves, some personified love is there floating in the river. And Lord instructs Padmavati, River Padmavati, listen to this. I'm leaving this prem with you, but this is meant to be for a very special person. Only to that person you deliver this Krishna prem. Padmavati inquired, how would I know which one is that special person? You would know how. When that person enters your waters, you will flood. Not because of the rainy season and waters coming from outside. You will just rise and expand by entrance of that person within your waters. To that person, you give this prem. So later on that happened. Person entered into the waters of Padmavati. She swelled, expanded, rising and rising, and immediately, oh! She remembered instruction of Mahaprabhu. Oh, that's the person. A person is here! She gave that Krishna prem to Narottam. So Lord personally invested his love, Krishna prem, unto this personality of Narottam Das. So as Narottam appeared, he was a prince Krishnananda Datta, the king, and Narayani, his wife, queen, they gave birth to this very special child. Very beautiful. No one has ever seen child like this Narottam. It was beautiful. That's not enough to say he was beautiful. We may end up thinking maybe a little more beautiful than I am. Oh, he had different features. His body was golden. His navel was deep. His eyes were wide. A blooming lotus. Literally. Not just a poetic rendering and you. Even if there's no beauty in the eyes, you compare those eyes with. Eyes may be just like a monkey. But then you end up describing how Padmalochani you are, Kamala Lochani you are. You are only Markata Lochani. You are only. People want to. But in this case, he was like that. And his arms were long, reaching his knees. Certainly is no match. So he was growing time for annaprashan, giving grains, ceremony. They were feeding him grains. He would not accept, refuse. Soon they realized those grains were not offered to the Lord. They just maybe purchased some grains from the shop and directly they were on the plate for to be fed to the child. Child realized, no, it's not prasad. So when there was a prasad, a maha prasad, he gobbled up to prasad. Even as a child is teaching lessons, what to eat, what not to eat. He sent to school is a brilliant student. Shrutidhar. Once he hears, that's it. Photographic memory. He grasps everything that he hears. Very soon, very learned pandit. He knows all the Sanskrit grammar and poetry and all that has been taught to us. Then he comes in contact with Gauranga Bhaktas. He begins listening. Gauranga Leelas. Excuse me. And Nityanand pastimes. And immediately he gets attracted to their personalities. He begins chanting their names. And becomes very eager to find them, to meet them. Eager as he is, Lord gives darshan in the dream. There's a whole Sankirtan party and Panchatattva and Gaurnitai is envisioning. age as early teen, just a boy only growing, and by now he has no more attraction for anything worldly. And he's thinking of going to Vrindavan. And realizing what are the thoughts of their child. He may leave one of these days, leave home. They're trying to bind him by marrying him. If he's married, for sure, he'll be bound by Pash, Kama Pash. The ropes of the lust will bind him. Then he'll forget it. But he was not into it at all. Did not show any interest in getting married. Only thinking of going to Vrindavan. They employed guards. In case of Raghunath Das also this. Raghunath Das, there was a guard. In this case also there was a guard employed to keep an eye on Narottam. Make sure he doesn't leave. You have to keep close watch on him. And family also was watching. And one day, that was the day, the king of Bengal sent a message to another king, the Krishnanand Dutt, that he was wanted. So, father of Narottam leaves from Bengal, comes to Navadvip, along with his brother, the king's brother. And when they were out of station, he thought, this is the day, a good time. And he ran from the home and headed for Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham ki! It was Vrindavan. He was on the way to Vrindavan. All the pilgrims were treating him so nicely. There's some talk that the guards, they ran after him, they're looking and they found him. But he was so nice. He was telling them all the Gauranga Kathas and feeding them with prasadam. They forgot what the task they had to do. They had to catch him and bring back home. They did not do their assignment. And Narottam Das was able to go to Mathura. He reaches Mathura. And upon arrival in Mathura, he gets the news. What is the news? Not good news. News is Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and so many others, they are no more. He was so very anxious. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti. He's singing like this. Oh, when that day would be mine. Rupa Raghunatha Pade, the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. He had been dreaming, scheming, thinking day and night to meet so many devotees in Vrindavan, especially Rupa and Raghunath and some other names. But the news reached that they are no more. We could only imagine, maybe not even imagine. What could we imagine about Narottam Das's response or reaction to that news? He thought he had lost, like a thunderbolt had struck him. What did he say? I'm not going to see Rupa and Raghunath. He lamented. He was fell unconscious. But by knowing his thoughts, Rupa and Raghunath and others appeared to him. They were no more physically not there in Vrindavan. They appeared before him, gave him darshan and some solace. And then he moves on towards Vrindavan side. In fact, there was a prediction. Some great personality is arriving, or even Jiva Goswami is arriving. The news had spread. He would be arriving one of these days in Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami was expecting him. And as he arrived, Jiva Goswami was one of the first ones to receive Narottam in Vrindavan and bringing him to Radha Govind temple, if I remember correctly. And then he was introduced to various different remaining devotees, remaining remnants of the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and especially to Narottam. So this was already known. You had to take Lokanath would be your spiritual master. So in that, he was trying to approach him. What do you need a spiritual master for? But was insisting, no, I must have a spiritual master. By this time, he was also studying under Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami is already like a Siksha Guru of Narottam Das Thakur. But he was insisting, and I must have my spiritual master. And serving Lokanath Goswami, hidingly serving him also. That's a famous part. As after Lokanath Goswami had taken care of his body to that area, Narottam Das Thakur would go and clean that place so thoroughly well. Their stool passing area, urine path. And days and months had passed to Lokanath Goswami was, who is this? Who is hiding me, doing this job of cleaning after me, after I have taken care of my body? So that was none other than Narottam. So finally that connection was made. He was initiated. Lokanath Goswami, he had his vow. No, I'm not going to not initiate anybody. And Narottam Das was, no, I must have you as my spiritual master. They are both determined. But finally, Lokanath Goswami gave up, surrendered, and accepted Narottam Das Thakur as his spiritual master. And then, amongst many of those songs of Narottam, the song about Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma Bandha Mui Savadhana Mate. The purport of this song could be understood very deep. Is that here? Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kariya Ikya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The words emanating from the lotus mouth. Who knows the sense? Who knows the English, total English? You know. In the West they say the whole English of that song. Anyone here knows? Huh? Come forward. Who else? Brahat Mridanga knows? Okay, say those who know, say it together, let's see. Hi, one of you know. Just meditate while you are singing. Give the shade of your lotus feet. Sarsha Prabhupada ki. Narottam Das is thinking, Jai Loknath Goswami ki. He's thinking like that. So Srila Prabhupada, he selected that song. Narottam in a disciple mood, he's a disciple and is thinking of spiritual master, his own spiritual master. And Prema Bhakti Jaha Haite Avidya Vinasa Jate. Prema Bhakti Jaha Haite. Where there is prema bhakti, avidya vinash. Avidya, finished. Destruction of avidya, ignorance. Chakshudan dilo jai janme janme prabhu sai. And each word, each line is so much. So much meaning. I don't know how much. I don't know how much meaning. I only say so much. How much? I don't know. So much. I could only say so much. Sometimes there is huge. It makes huge difference. Huge difference. Just to sound like a huge is very huge, so much is in these words, all the words and the words of this song, Guru Puja song that we sing. This is Narottam's song. Every day we sing. Lokanath Lokera Jivan. Or my spiritual master is life of everybody, whole world. And just achieve the lotus seed of my spiritual master is final destination for me. My destination is lotus feet of my spiritual master. Uttama Gati. Uttama Gati, the topmost destination, is lotus feet of my spiritual master. And when I reach, of course, when I reach lotus feet of my spiritual master, I will also reach the lotus feet of Krishna. Or those feet will bring me to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's the Savadhana Mati. With awe and reverence, I approach Krishna Prapti Hoi Jaha Hoi Te Krishna Prapti. I will have Krishna. I will attain Krishna by the mercy of my spiritual master. So those were the kinds of the spiritual masters also were like that. Okay. Like that. Competent, purified, sakshad haris, and then the appropriate glorification is also there. So one day, still in Vrindavan, Narottam asked Thakur a beautiful lady, gopi-like, approaches him and asks him, "Oh, your service in Vrindavan is boiling milk." Boil the milk. Not the kind of milk that was boiling down the milk in ISKCON. It's a different thing that we talk. Boil the milk, boil the milk. So then Narottam, he approaches his Guru Maharaj and he says, I had encounter with such and such lady and she said, your assignment is in Vrindavan is this. What does that mean? And Loknath Goswami, first of all, that lady is not just someone from Uttar Pradesh, UP. That lady you met is Radharani. And that Radharani has revealed your eternal service in Vrindavan. And that is boiling the milk. So Narottam was Chamak Manjari. He's a Manjari from Vrindavan. Gopi Manjaris, he was one of the Manjaris. And the service of that Manjari is boiling milk. And then one day he's boiling milk. And boiling, the milk is overflowing. He's all in another world, he's in trance, and he's boiling milk in trance. He's fully there, but no external consciousness is there, doing their service. And when the milk was boiling, he's trying to stop. Hey, milk is boiling. He's trying to stop the, but he's instead of turning off the gas or the flame. He's with the fingers. He's hey milk hey. And that milk, boiling milk, as he touched his fingers, burnt. Soon he was out of that trance and absorption and service. So when he came to the external consciousness, his fingers were burnt. And then he was trying to hide. He didn't want others to know this confidential. But news spread and others came to know the position of Narottam. So he kept studying there under Jiva Goswami. By this time, Shamanand, time for Prasad, probably. Shamanand, yes, it is. And Srinivas Acharya, they also were studying. And Jiva Goswami was thinking that one day he had this thought that his disciples of him, they should go on around Braj Parikrama. And soon after he had this thought, he saw Raghav Goswami, another Goswami of Vrindavan. He stayed near Govardhan. His cave is still there. "Oh, Raghav Goswami, where are you going? Where are you going?" Jiva Goswami inquired. And he said, "I'm going on Brajamandal Parikrama." And Jiva Goswami had been thinking, would be nice if these Prabhus, Narottam, Shamanand, Srinivas Acharya would go on Parikrama. Someone could someone take them? He was thinking like this. Raghav Goswami was there, ready to go on Parikrama. So he instructed, please bring these devotees along. And then Raghav Goswami took Narottam and Shamanand, Srinivas Acharya on Brajamandal Parikrama. And there's a description of that parikrama in Bhakti Ratnakar, kind of experience they were going through. Every few steps they would be rolling in the ground. They would hear this pastime and they finished, collapsed. Getting up, walking few steps, another pastime here of Krishna, finished. They are in the dust, trembling their bodies. And so like this, they were going all over Braj, hearing about Radha, Krishna, different pastimes, and meeting all the dust of Braj with the waiting, the dust of Braj with the tears which they were shedding. Like this, they were then, well, it's getting late. Jiva Goswami instructed them to preaching mission, take the books. And these three Prabhus loaded the books, the granthas, the old Goswami literature copies were made and loaded into the cars, nicely packed and stacked, and carts and guards and treasure going towards Bengal. And the king on the way here someplace. Huh? Vishnupur. He got some clues that someone is carrying big the ratnas, the jewels. His astrologer or someone. And he made the arrangement, "Go, capture them, arrest them and bring all the jewels here." So unfortunately that he was successful. And as there are no more scriptures there, which they were carrying, bringing them to heartbreaking experience for these three Prabhus. And they were going all around looking for the granthas. And Srinivas Acharya, he sticks around to steal. To find others also looking. Excuse me. Anyway, that's that pastime. And then, talking a little more, Narottam, he comes to Navadvip Mayapur, takes darshans, Shantipur darshan, he goes to Puri darshans there, and finally comes to Khetori Gram, his own hometown. By this time his father was no more. And there was another king called Santosh. And he was a saintly king. And he greeted Narottam Das Thakur, welcome, warm welcome, big arrangements. And then festival of Gaur Purnima festival was coming up. And this king, he had association of Narottam Das, and he becomes initiated disciple of Narottam Das. The king becomes the disciple of Narottam, and so many other prominent persons, they become disciples of Narottam. And this was, anyway, not being tolerated by someone else. And but Narottam was not born in Brahmin family, and how could he do this? Give initiations? His smart Brahmins were against. So they were invited for the debate. And Narottam Das Thakur's disciples, learned disciples, oh, there are so many details there. They were, by this time they had taken different occupations, pot makers, or they were selling commodities, pan. So when the Smarthas, they are coming and entering the town, they had to encounter with all these Prabhus. They were in disguise. They're speaking in Sanskrit, and they were already a dialogue was on, and they're getting defeated. And they realize, if this is just the disciples are like this, learned, and they are also looking, they are pot makers and this and that. They're doing these kind of jobs. So much knowledge, so much learning. So they could realize the position of Narottam by just testing the disciples, encounter with the disciples. So Gaur Purnima festival, and this king was making big arrangements. Temple opening, deity installation of so many deities to be installed, and so the very elaborate descriptions are there of that first ever Gaur Purnima festival to be celebrated, and devotees from all over were invited. They all arrive and big festival and singing, and Narottam Das Thakur singing. And then he doesn't just get up and begin singing, but you know, the kind of consciousness lifting, this whole experience of going through that festival, organizing that festival, preparing for that festival was all raising consciousness. And finally, on Gaur Purnima day, kirtan and Narottam Das Thakur kirtan, and this devotees, right devotees are there to sing. Right devotees are there to play instruments. He's touching the feet of Vaishnavas and he's touching the instruments and the right ragas and right bhav, and as he sings, oh, what could we again say? We have no words. But we somehow say something. Say something in describing. That kirtan of Narottam Das Thakur was out of this world. Out of this world. There's one way to describe it. Yeah, must be out of this world, because personalities from another world, they descended. Either Narottam Das Thakur took everyone to that world, another world, or that other world descended. And the meeting of the two worlds took place. No barriers. No curtain in between. And everyone assembled. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita, they were not on the planet, but they, in the middle of that kirtan, in the midst of that kirtan, they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there, Nityananda Prabhu there, and Janhava Mataji also was there, and her husband Nityananda appears. And Advaita Acharya's sons were there in the crowd, in the audience, and they see Advaita Acharya there. They had not seen him for some time. He had departed, but again, all those personalities are in the midst of them. And this goes on and on for hours. Kirtan. And when finally kirtan stops, everyone was back into this world again, deprived of those Panchatattva's presence. So they all fell unconscious. Almost they lost their lives, not having them in front of their eyes. Janhava Mataji, she was thinking what to do. She cooks feast for them, serves them. She cooks, she serves. No, you take prasad. No, I want to serve. She serves. And now it's time for servers to eat. She serves the servers also. Those who had served prasad, she wants to serve. Finally, she takes prasad. And the deities were installed. And then Janhava Mataji, she was Acharya of our Gaudiya Vaishnava. There are also some, anyway, that's another thing, there are differences of opinions and interpretations and understandings and philosophies. Different things were cropping up after Mahaprabhu's disappearance. So she also had a istagosti of these different personalities, and she reconciled everything, establishing the final conclusions. And unified. So this festival, that Khichdi Gram Gaur Purnima festival, also unified all the Vaishnavas assembled there. And then she came up with this playing a holi with the deities. She started throwing colors at the deities, and then everyone else joined. She was just trying to get them out of this consciousness. They were out of this consciousness, they were lamenting there. They're thinking, we lost our Panchatattva. Where are they? Where are they? So we had to do so. Now deal with the deities. So they're playing holy with the deities and throwing colors. And again, they had some kind of good time. Memories. They had their lords back in the form of the deities. So this way, Narottam Das Thakur also became responsible for that great grand Gaur Purnima festival. So as our festival is beginning, kind of beginning now, today, around, or with Narottam Das Thakur's, 1 month from now is Gaur Purnima. So good to have this meditation. And of course, entire life of Narottam, especially that Gaur Purnima festival of the first ever Gaur Purnima festival that Narottam Das Thakur celebrated in Khichdi Gram. This is nice for us to meditate upon, preparing for our festival this year. Mithai Gaur Premanande Hari Hariya Narottam Das Abhirbhav Tithi Mahatsavaki Mahashoy was known as Mahashoy. Narottam Mahashoy. Narottam Mahashoy ki.
Ah, when the Sabre goes there, I think.